Brother Larry, if you're ready with the scripture, here we go. This coming Thursday is what? It's Thanksgiving. So we need to talk about being thankful. We need to talk about how we are to be thankful for each other, thankful for our church, but most of all, we need to be thankful for who? God, Jesus, His Son, and His Holy Spirit. Let's take a look at some scriptures. We're going to look at Psalms chapter 7, verse 17 first. Look here. I will praise the Lord according to His righteousness. If I'm going to praise the Lord according to His righteousness, how righteous is God? He's very righteous, isn't He? So if He's very righteous, if I'm going to praise Him according to His righteousness, I should praise Him what? All day, every day. No matter what's going on in my world, no matter what's going on in my life, I need to praise God. It says, I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. One of the grandest things that we can do for the Lord that He loves is to sing. And when we sing, we are expressing what's in our hearts. That's why we love wonderful gospel writers who put these great words so that we can sing. Because when we do, and it's pretty hard to sit and sing some of these words and not mean them. If you can, then you can do it. I can do it. I like when I sing a song and it says Amazing Grace, I'm thinking of Amazing Grace. Amen. I need that Amazing Grace. When I think about Sweet Hour of Prayer, how many times God has touched my life because somebody had a sweet moment of prayer thinking about me, praying for my health, my salvation, my security, my family, my finances. Just like people who pray for you. When you sing these songs, it means that you are truly setting time aside to praise His name. Because why? You are so thankful. Look at 107:1. Oh, give thanks. This is Psalms again. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endures for how long? Forever. At the moment we accept Jesus Christ, it's for eternity. It's forever. What more to be thankful for to know that when I put my hands into the hands of Jesus, He will never let go of me. It will last and endure. And here's what I like about endure. It's because to love me, it takes endurance. Now some of you are very lovable. It don't take much endurance to love you. You're just as precious and sweet as you can be. But some people take a little more endurance to love. But no matter who you are, your past, what you've done, Jesus loves you. And when you put your hands in His hands, He will never let go of you. He loves you. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Alright, Brother Larry, let's continue. Now we're going to look at Psalms 100:1-5. It is a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Stephanie says all the time when it comes to our choirs. We don't care whether you're singing, we want you to make a joyful noise. We don't care how good your voice is. It's not about the quality of your voice, it's the quality of your heart. She welcomes anybody. A joyful noise is anybody who wants to praise the Lord. We need to do that. Whether you can sing, whether you cannot. Now, a joyful noise can also be speaking. I'm making noise now. You understand that? If I'm speaking, I'm making noise. I know you can't hear me very well, but I'm making a noise, okay? I'm speaking, I'm singing, I'm telling, I'm praising, I'm talking, whatever the case may be. If I'm saying something about Jesus, I am praising His name. Why? Because make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Serve, in verse 1-2, serve the Lord with gladness, come before His presence with singing. Come before His presence. Because some says that's when you come to church. Well, that is when you come to church. But I promise you, when you walk out this church, God's right there with you. If you're at work, He's right there with you. If you're in the woods, He's right there with you. If you're sitting looking at dolphins in the Gulf, he's right there with you. If you're with a crying baby, he's right there with you. If you're with a mean man, he's right there with you. Did I cover all the spots up front?
Amen.
I went from dolphin to mean man, so I thought I covered everything there. No matter where you're at, what you're doing, he's with you. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We are a product of God's love. Sometimes we don't act like him, but we are. We are a product of him. From the time that we come into this world, and I do believe that birth is a miracle. I was there for both my children. I promise you that was a miracle in my eyes. Obviously, if you're there all the time and you see it all the time, maybe you take it for granted. But I promise you, if you've seen a child come into this world and see what a woman has to go through to deliver, it is a miracle. And when we look around here and see all of the babies, and we look around here, you're looking at miracles. I love it. I love the fact that we have a nursery, but I love it when they're in the church. You don't ever hear me gripe about a baby crying, because it pretty much means if a baby's crying, mom or dad are with them. Grandparents are with them. So, you won't ever hear me fuss. Now, if an adult's going on and crying, I'll be a problem. Know ye that the Lord is God. He is he that made us. Who made us? God. We didn't make ourselves. And I've had people try to convince me, you know, we're our own God. That's the most silliest thing I've ever heard in my Lord days. To think that I get one thing. Who could do that? How could you do that? I don't care how far medical science has come. I don't care. A child is a miracle of God. You are a miracle of God. Because why? It's not because you're standing at the moment. It's because God knew you before you was even conceived. That's why you're a miracle. That's why God knows you, loves you, died on the cross for you, because he knew you before he was even in existence. As far as I'm concerned, that is a wonderful, gracious, loving, merciful God. Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, so let's go to the next few verses. Enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. And into his courts with what? Praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. You know, it's pretty hard. And I've tried. It's almost impossible to praise him, bless him, when you don't have a thankful heart. When I'm mad, when I'm angry, when I'm depressed, because of life circumstances. And that's a real neat phrase, life circumstances. Because life throws a lot of circumstances at us. Every one of you are a product of some type of circumstance in your life, or the life of your family, the life of your children, the life of your grandchildren. There are circumstances that come with all that. We know that. Anybody here that doesn't know that, you're blind. Because you are. You are a product of that. Well, that within itself brings what we call stress, anxiety. I mean, you can't have a child without having anxiety. You can't have grandchildren without having being anxious. You can't be married without having anxiety. You can't live in the world without having anxiety. And don't you ever say anything again when I say something. You can't do that. You must live in a bubble if you think you can get away with that. I'm looking at some of the most anxious people on the planet right here. And I promise you, you're looking at a very anxious individual. Because that's life. You can't do away with that. You can't overcome it within yourself. Believe me, people have tried. You can't read your books and get all the advice. You can't do this on your own. And the faster you understand this, the better off you will be. When it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, be thankful unto him and bless his name. The only way to do that is to have a heart change. And here's what I mean. When Jesus comes into my life and I believe in Him, I believe He's with me through all circumstances, the good, the bad, or the indifferent. You understand that? Because believe me, it changes from day to day. You're having a good day today, that's great. Tomorrow probably won't be. You're having a bad day today, maybe tomorrow will be good. It changes from day to day because circumstances change from day to day. But here's where you need to understand. God never changes. If He loved you yesterday, He's going to love you today. If He forgave you yesterday, He's going to forgive you today. No matter what you've done, you cannot run away from God's grace once you've accepted Him as His Lord and Savior. So, when I can enter into His gates with thanksgiving, it doesn't mean that my world is all there, all wonderful. I got all the money, and my children are perfect, my grandchildren are perfect, and my spouse is perfect, and my boss is perfect, and the preacher's perfect. Lord, here I hit it all, didn't I? Who ever heard of life? There's no such thing. Life is not that way. So the only person that you serve and worship is the one who is perfect. And that's God who loves you, who sent His Son Jesus to die for you, rose from the grave, is in heaven, listening to your prayers, sent the Holy Spirit here to guide you, comfort you, and to give you strength through all of these circumstances that come your way. That's how much God loves you. When you think about it on those terms, it just becomes easy. I enter into the gates with thanksgiving and do His courts with praise. I am thankful and bless His name. Because without Him, you think I'm having a bad day today, it can get worse.
Amen.
Thankful to God. Give Him a hand of applause. The Lord is good and His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth, and here's that word again, endureth to all generations. The Lord's good. His mercy is everlasting. Let me tell you what it means to be merciful, to be forgiven. No matter what you've done, where you've been, what you've said, Jesus can love you and can forgive you and give you grace and put you back into His good graces with a simple prayer to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I need Your grace. I need Your mercy. I need Your love. I'm asking for forgiveness in my life, and I'm serious about that. And Lord, I need You in my life every day. When you pray that, He will be with you every day, no matter how your circumstances may change. And when you truly say that, and you truly believe that, then this becomes very real, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Is that true?
Amen.
It's true of your life, isn't it? I mean, isn't that a testimony that you could share? You know, about your past, about whatever. God loves you and it endures. To what? All generations. The key word here is all. This is a message that will never be deleted. This is a message that will never be defeated. God, no matter how bad you think this world is getting, no matter how much you watch the news, no matter what you see, no matter whether you thought the elections was great or wasn't great, in the scheme of things, folks, it doesn't matter because His truth is going to endure to all generations. This message is going to go forth. It will not be deleted. It will not be defeated until He comes again. I don't care who's in the White House. I don't care who's fighting around the globe. When Jesus comes back, nothing's going to stop Him, nothing's going to prevent that. If you stand with God and you stand with Jesus Christ, no matter what you read on the internet, no matter what you see on TV, you stand with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, and you will endure till the end.
Amen.
Amen. Considering all of that, thanksgiving. We got a lot to be thankful for. Never forget that. I don't care what your circumstances in life, folks, you be thankful this Thanksgiving Day, for God is good and His mercy endures to all generations. And God's people said,
Amen.
Would you stand with me? As every head is bowed and every eye. Precious Father, may your word go forth with power and grace and love and mercy. Father, if there be one here today who's never believed in you, never accepted you as Lord and Savior, never received your grace and your mercy, may this be the hour, may this be the moment that they come forward. Father, I am so thankful for this church and this congregation. Bless this congregation. Bless this church. For Father, we're going to give thanks to you that we're still here. Our building is still standing. Your ministry is ongoing. Father, we thank you and praise you for that. May your grace abound in all that we do. And we are so thankful for Jesus. For Jesus. In that most precious and holy name, we pray. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, we're going to invite you to come. Would you come in the name of Jesus?